Hi everyone and welcome to Final Score with the Score. Chelsea have won 8-0 against Noah. A flood of goals to sink their arc and deliver us another win in the Europa Conference League. A really good performance and yeah, professional performance, lots of goals, good fun. A really enjoyable game and really nice to get a big win after a couple of difficult performances difficult results, and then to get a big win, good for confidence. Yes, it's just Noah, I know, but yes, it's a good performance and it's a good win, and puts us in a good position in the Europa Conference League and helps the goal difference. So I'll just do a little summary of the game. I know it's going to be difficult because there's 8 goals to talk about. But Chelsea came out of the blocks really well. It was obviously a changed team again. 11 changes. Tyreek George making his full debut, which was really good to see. Mudryk, Yao Felix, Christopher Nkunku, all those people starting games. And yeah, we, first 5 minutes, they had a few chances, and you know, there was a worry about complacency, but that didn't last very long. We very quickly got our first goal, a really good goal from a set piece, believe it or not. We haven't scored from set pieces much this season. We got 2 goals from set pieces in the space of a few minutes, really. Tosin scored his first goal for Chelsea, great header from a corner from Enzo Fernandez. That was followed by another debut, another first goal for Chelsea from Mark Guey, who started today. Really bad goalkeeping, basically just gifted him the ball, but he still had to put it away, and he did so. Chelsea were 2-0 up after 13 minutes. Then another corner from Enzo Fernandez, another goal, Axel Disasi. So we were 3-0 up after 18 minutes, and then a lovely ball from Enzo Fernandez through to Yao Felix, and we were 4-0 up after 21 minutes. Felix scored again after 41 minutes. Mudryk, in between those two goals, scored an absolute blinding goal. Beautiful cut inside on the edge of the area, and he just placed it perfectly with power. And Chelsea, by that point now, were 6-0 up at half-time. Absolutely incredible, really, and it looked like it was going to be double figures at that point, but we were absolutely dominant. Second half, some subs. Enzo Fernandez came off, and Mark Guey came off, and we had Dietrich Hall come on, Chelsea and Christian Kunkin moved up front, and Chelsea weren't as good in the second half, weren't as fluent as they were in the first half, but the chances still came. Felix could have had a hat trick multiple times, and Kunku could have scored multiple times, and then he actually finally did. Brilliant ball in behind for him, and he finished it on the second attempt, but it was a good finish, and Chelsea were 7-0 up. And then 7 minutes after that, he completed the game with a penalty, which probably wasn't a penalty. Let's be honest, it was a bit harsh. I didn't think it was a penalty, but it was given, and we scored 8-0. And that was it for the goals. We probably could have scored more today, but it was an enjoyable game to watch. It's always nice to get a big win, just whatever the level of the opposition. So, yeah, Chelsea have won, and that's a really good performance from us. And we're doing well. So it's nice to get back into the winning routine. Rambles is here. What are your initial thoughts on the game, Rambles?
Can you play Noah every week, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's a nice feeling to get a clean sheet. We've been long overdue a clean sheet, that's for sure.
Yeah, we all very nearly didn't get a clean sheet, but we did in the end. So that's a good point. Yeah, and again, it's just Noah, but it's still a clean sheet. It breaks the run of not getting a clean sheet. I think we've had 8 games in a row where we've not kept a clean sheet. So it's nice to finally get one. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I know Noah are obviously a very weak opposition. It was a game we were always expected to win. But I thought a couple of players, you know, stood out. Mudrick looks to be getting more and more confident every game.
Yeah, yeah, I thought he had a good performance tonight. He's going to be one of our talking points later on. Yes, and his goal was great.
It was a superb goal.
Regardless of the opposition, that was a class goal. Cut inside and just placed it perfectly. The right amount of power, not too much, not too little. And it was a beautiful goal. Beautiful goal. And I loved his celebration as well. It was brilliant. Really enjoyed that goal. Chelsea are top of the Conference League phase, by the way, after three games. We scored 16 goals in three games. Our goal difference is plus 13, which is five more than the team in second place. In fact, six teams have 9 points at the moment. And we're one of them. And we have by far the highest goal difference. So we're top of our league phase in the Conference League. With after three games, three more games to play. And hopefully we should win this league phase. So yeah, Chelsea big win. Nice, really enjoyable. I always love it when Chelsea get a big win. It's a nice, easy win. There was no anxiety tonight, no kind of nervous last few moments. You know, the game was won in the first half. And we decided we're going to have a feature called, it's going to be the Rambles Rant or the Rambles Rave. So if someone's done really well, Rambles are going to rave about him. And if someone's done badly, he's going to rant about him. I think tonight we're going to just rave about somebody. So we'll come to that later.
But, yeah, I've got a player in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of players we could talk about tonight. So I want to talk about Christopher Nkunku first. I thought he had a good game overall. Played in a couple of different positions tonight. I thought in the second half he could have had a hat trick. Could have had maybe even four goals, you know, if he'd been a bit more clinical. You know, there were a couple of chances where probably he should have scored, didn't. I thought he had a good game overall. The first half, he was really good at helping counter attacks, good runs, good dribbling with the ball, you know, getting balls in behind. I thought he was excellent. And then the second half, he got the goals that he deserved, I think. And the first goal was, it was still a great finish, but it was like on the second attempt. And then the penalty, obviously. He's now got 10 goals in 16 games this season. And I know that a lot of them are in the Conference League and some of them are penalties, but nevertheless, it's still he's still a top scorer in all competitions.
I think he's very, very unlucky. He hasn't started more Premier League games. It's just that the players in front of him, i.e. Jackson, he's performing to a very high level. So it's just very unfortunate.
Yeah, and also Cole Palmer as well, playing in the 10. That's Nkunku's best. That is Nkunku's best position, I think. I'm still open to having Nkunku as the 10 and Palmer coming in and off the right, not as a winger, but just as an inside forward, with Reece James kind of coming in and giving the width down the right.
I was saying before, I personally would drop Madueke for Saturday's game. For Sunday's game, sorry. So you could potentially play Mudrick on the left, or you could have Palmer off the right and Nkunku as a 10 possibly. But I don't think Madueke, sorry, has been on brilliant form the last few games.
No.
And he could maybe do with sitting this game out.
Absolutely. I think he's got a bit complacent recently. He's not performed recently. I think he should be, I don't think he should be starting. And he didn't play tonight. Pedro Neto didn't play tonight either. So I suspect Pedro Neto will be starting on Sunday. And you could play him on the left. You could play Palmer on the right and Nkunku in the middle, you know, and Jackson up top. You could do that against Arsenal. I don't think he will, but yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I think Nkunku is a really good player. And like you say, he's been really unlucky. And I don't want to see him leave either. He didn't look really happy tonight. He was just there playing, being professional. You know, he didn't celebrate with the balloon when he scored either. I hope that we don't lose him. He's a quality player, and I think we need to make the most of him. And again, he's just doing it every week in the Conference League. He's delivering every week. You know, you can only play what's put in front of you, and he's doing that every week and scoring goals. And he's having a good goal scoring season.
I mean, if Palmer is injured for Sunday's game, hopefully he's not, but we obviously don't know yet. I think every chance Nkunku would possibly start at number 10.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think he should, if Palmer is not available. Yeah. And again, it's good problems. We talked about good problems. You know, we've got these players who are knocking on the door in terms of, you know, performing and getting goals and assists, and Nkunku is doing that.
And I think as the season goes on, as we go into the Christmas period, the new year, and as we get to the latter stages of European competitions, we are going to be playing two tough games a week. So you are going to have to use more, you are going to have to see more rotation, I think, for the Premier League 11. So the likes of Nkunku and Felix will get more opportunities to start games.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why it's good to play them in these midweek games, because they get sharp. They keep match fitness. You know, they're playing 90 minutes at least once a week. So it's not, they're not coming in cold when they, if they start to play in the Premier League. You know, I think that's the right idea. And it's generally worked so far. The only time it hasn't worked was last week against Newcastle. So, you know, but that happens sometimes. Yeah. You lose games.
Newcastle sometimes. Away is always a very tough game. You know, you can.
It is. I think people underestimate that. I think, like, you could play your first team there. It's going to be a tough game because Newcastle at home are a different side. You know, when that crowd is going and they're loud, it's an intimidating atmosphere. It's a difficult place to go. And you know, I don't mind playing them at home. I think that we can beat them at home, but away it's always a difficult fixture. So, yeah, anyway, I mean, yeah, let's focus on the win. 8-0, really good performance. I just want to also plug Chelsea Echo Twitter. You'll find all our podcasts and all our content on that Twitter account. And this podcast will be on there tomorrow morning. Give that a follow. Really great content from, you know, the likes of Louis and me and others. Really good stuff. So give the Chelsea Echo Twitter a follow. I'm not sure if Louis's going to be here tonight, actually, because he's told me that he's only got 16% on his phone. But we have another speaker coming in from Imperial Wharf. I wonder who that might be. Is that you, Louis?
Oh, hello. It's almost like I haven't got my Twitter account back yet and I've had to use an old one. How are we doing?
Good. Once you've won 8-0, we're all happy. So,
yes. I mean, I thought I'd join from the Twitter account that was founded the same year as Noah, but I think that's also quite fitting. Although, to be having said that, I don't think Imperial Wolf would have lost 8-0. It might have been double figures. So, you know, respect to Noah for only conceding 8. I'm not gonna lie, by the end of it, I did feel sorry for him. It was a bit like watching Marley and me. There is that. But, you know, atmosphere was all right. It was, I think, what you expect from a Conference League game. You know, Chelsea were dominant and were from the off. Obviously came in, I heard you talking about Christopher Nkunku. He'll definitely start this weekend. I don't think Chelsea will risk Cole Palmer. Just purely because Lisandro Martinez doesn't know what a tackling tackle is and has little man syndrome. I think it'd be better to just, you know, play Nkunku. And like you said, he's definitely earned his stripes to go into that Premier League 11 for the time being. Whilst Cole Palmer, you know, is nursed back to fitness. I'm not going to lie. It's going to go down like a lead balloon to some people, I think, listening. João Felix, you know, obviously he scored 2 goals. Good for him. My God, he was awful tonight, other than those. He was absolutely atrocious. I thought he overdid it on a lot of occasions. He couldn't seem to make simple passes. His decision making wasn't great on a lot of occasions. You know, it's quite selfish in other opportunities. I like people talk about whether it be him or Christopher Nkunku starting in the number 10 position. I mean, Christopher Nkunku, honestly, head and shoulders above him. Granted, there's no risk with João Felix because of the transfer. It's literally a pittance in terms of money we spent. But, you know, I just, we people will talk about whether or not he is going to seize the opportunity and is going to be somebody who steps up. This is an opportunity where realistically you'd expect him to be wiping the floor with the players that quality. And if obviously look, the goals, he was in the right positions, that's good. But I thought the rest of his game today was really poor, personally.
Interesting. Interesting. What are your thoughts on Felix today, Rambles?
As a player, I really like him, but you're still wanting and expecting more from him. You know, everywhere he's kind of been so far, apart from obviously Benfica, he's kind of flattered to deceive.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a player in there, but it seems to be a case of producing on a consistent basis.
Yeah. Like how much longer are people going to wait for him? I mean, genuinely, when it's like...
I mean, he can only do what he can do. He's got 5 goals and 1 assist in 10 games. You know, in all competitions this season.
And those numbers are great.
Don't get me wrong. Really 10 games. It's more like... It's less than that because he's only played about 500 minutes.
Okay. Like, that's great. And I think statistically, those are fantastic numbers. But like Rambles are saying, he flatters to deceive in a lot of occasions. Purely because he could realistically, if you just use the eye test, you know, and I'm not talking about how sexy he is in terms of how he plays his football.
I'm talking about how he
uses the ball, how he gets into the right places, what his decision making is.
Yeah.
I look at him a bit like, you're not there, but you've been around, you don't have the excuse which younger players around you have. Because despite you being young, you've been around football for a very long time at elite level. That game today should have been, like Nkunku did by the end of the game, you know, that game there should have been João Felix dropping an insanely good performance, not one which was, you know, all right. I like, there was times he'd be making decisions and he wouldn't be making the pass, or he'd wait too late, or he'd beat someone and go back. And so, well, João, like, I appreciate you're a great player. You know, you look really sexy and silky on the ball, which is why a lot of people want to sign you. But you need more in games like today from him, really, in my opinion. Especially when, like you just mentioned the Newcastle game, and we talk about players breaking into 11s. I'm not saying that beating Asafa Armenia is going to get him into the Premier League 11, right? But if he drops a stronger performance, where he pretty much did not make a step of it wrong, I think we'd be having a different conversation. It was just really frustrating. I know it's nitpicking, an 8-0 win, but, you know, he's the player which people are saying we want to be seeing push the players in that first 11. There's stuff he did today which Cole Palmer wouldn't have done, which Christopher Nkunku didn't do. You know, that's why I get so frustrated with him.
I understand that he is a frustrating player, 100%, and he's got so much talent, but he seems so lackadaisical sometimes, you know, and loses concentration, and it was almost too easy for him tonight, and he made it look more difficult, and he should have had 3 or 4 goals, comfortably, but he messed them up. Yeah, I think he was overthinking it, or he was trying too hard, or he wasn't concentrating or something, but he should have had another goal at least, at least one more goal. And I mean, I thought he was going to take the penalty because he won a hat trick, but I mean, that's a good point. And he's not getting into the Premier League squads at the moment. And there's probably a reason for that. And that's probably what you're talking about. And yeah, and there'll be some people who probably say, oh, we played brilliantly tonight. Look at all these tricks and flicks and body swerves and all that. Like, that's not a good game. That's just flicks and tricks and body swerves. You know, and I'm like, that looks great, but it doesn't mean anything, like, if you don't perform consistently, right? And yes, he got 2 goals tonight, and that's good. That is good that he got those goals. And they were good goals. But yeah, you're right. There's got to be a level of performance that he needs to show. And that's a really good point, Louis. 100%. That was going to be my next point anyway. So Well, it was a beautiful segue, Louis. You came in and segued beautifully into the point I was already going
to... Apologies for hijacking, my friend.
No, you didn't hijack it. You segued into it brilliantly. I didn't need to do it. Fantastic.
Well, there you go. I mean, well, look, listen, I will leave you boys to Karen talking purely because I have 14% on my phone and I somehow need to get home. So I'm going to set myself the challenge of doing that.
Okay.
Because it is a long way home for me. So I will be, I'll be leaving you lads to it tonight. But obviously for people that are listening, obviously this, I'm not talking from my account. That's because Elon Musk is still busy carting. So I thought I'd opt in from the Echo account just to give you a couple of, little highlights just to have a little chat because that's all I can do currently. So, hope you guys enjoy the rest of the show and, make sure you give Rambles and the Score a follow.
Thank you, Louis. Really appreciate all that.
Thanks, Louis. Have a safe trip home.
Home.
I'll try my best. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Yeah. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
And, guys, you can catch Louis on the voice note review from Kelsey Echo. And that'll be available either tonight or tomorrow. Nice little 3-minute short on the game, summing up the game. And Louis will be, that'll be dropping, you know, tonight or tomorrow from Louis. And, give his account a follow. He's kind of locked out of it at the moment, but he'll be back. He'll be back soon for 100%. So, yes, we always have a safe trip home. Now, the third topic I wanted to cover tonight was set pieces. Set pieces. Well, we scored 2 set piece goals tonight, both from corners from Enzo Fernandez. Now, again, it's Noah, I know, but, you know, we've not scored many from set pieces and we scored 2 tonight. And I thought they were really, really well, really good goals and good corners, good organisation in the box, you know, straight into the net. Really, really good. First one was Tosin, a beautiful header. And, another second one was a diving header Who scored the other one?
Disarcy,
that's it. Sorry. Yeah, I was trying to, yeah, my mind went blank for a sec. Disarcy, yes. Lovely diving header from him. Yeah, and so it's good to get some set piece goals. But how did you see those goals and how encouraged were you, Marimals?
Yeah, as you say, lads, we haven't scored many set piece goals and it's always nice to, I always like seeing a defender score ahead of goal.
Yeah.
It's just something about it. And, you know, it was a very well taken goal from Tosin and you could see how much it meant to him.
Yeah, you could. It was a great celebration. It was like a weight off his back almost, you know, that he got his first goal. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like you're right. I love seeing set piece goals. I love seeing goals from corners. It's very special.
I think set piece goals are very underrated now because I see so many badly taken corners, you know. People playing short, teams playing short corners and players who can't even get the ball over the first man.
It gets very frustrating, doesn't it? It really does. Like, yeah, like just trying to be, I don't like it when teams try and be clever. It just like try and take clever corners and try and be smart. It never works. It never works. It's not clever. It's foolish. Just like get the ball in the box and, you know, get it on the head of a defender, a Chelsea defender, so they can score.
I mean, if you just get a corner into a dangerous area, you know, even if one of our players doesn't get the head of another goalkeeper, might parry it, or it could lead to an own goal. Just get it in a dangerous area, and something could happen. But as you say, teams try and be too clever, pass it backwards, sideways, and it just 8 times out of 10, it ends up coming to nothing.
100%. That's right. Yeah. And it does get frustrating. We've struggled with set pieces for a while. I mean, hired that guy from
Brentford,
you know, and, we haven't conceded as many set piece goals this season, which is a positive thing. But we haven't scored many until tonight. We've got 2 tonight and it's against Noah, but it's still a positive thing to get those goals and to score from set pieces. It can become a habit, you know, and, Enzo Fernandez, I thought, had a good game, actually, overall. And he only played a half, but he got 3 assists. And he took those corners. He played in that deeper role in midfield. I thought he was good. And he got those two assists for the corners. And he got also another assist for Felix. So he did pretty well. That's an aside, really. But, yeah, it's good to get goals from set pieces. And hopefully that can continue. You got the same rivals?
Yeah, I think it was a really smart addition getting the guy in from Brentford. I forgot what his name is now.
I think his name is. I can't remember his first name.
Because Arsenal got the guy from Man City who was originally at Brentford. Brentford are clearly doing something right when it comes to set pieces.
100%, yeah, and that's... Yeah, and we're playing Arsenal on Sunday, of course, and so it's a good time to be getting good at free kick to set piece goals and getting good at set pieces generally, because we're going to be facing a team that's good at set pieces. So we need to be ready for that, and that's positive. Shows we've been working on it, and sometimes it takes time. And maybe, hopefully, tonight is the beginning of something, and we can start getting more goals from set pieces and defending even better from set pieces than we have been. So, yeah, 100%. It's important to notice those kind of things, because, those are things that the club have been really, you know, proactive about trying to sort out, and were real problems last season. So to see some progress being made there is a real positive, I think.
Yeah, definitely moving in the right direction. You know, we're trying to kind of improve on all the things which caused this issue last season, like the set pieces and the injuries. We obviously hired a load of new medical people. And so far, things seem to be moving in a much more positive direction.
Yeah, we only have one injury right now, and it's Cole Palmer. And that's not even our fault. It was because of an awful tackle by Martinez. Which he should have been sent off for, but that's a whole different story. So Rambles, it's your moment. It's time for either the Rambles rant or the Rambles rave. I think it's a rave tonight. What are you raving about tonight, Rambles? And who are you raving about?
Tonight I'm going to be raving about Tyreek George.
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned him. Yeah. It was his debut tonight. Full debut. First start for Chelsea. Yeah, what did you think of him tonight then?
Like, every time I see him, he just looks positive, you know. He looks like he's going to make something happen, you know. He's the kind of guy who just... He gets you off the edge of your seat. I really love watching him play. And hopefully now he can kind of force his way into Premier League squads. Because I think he's a really, really exciting talent.
Yeah. What in particular about it was it that you enjoyed tonight?
He just always looked like a threat, and he could have had a couple of assists. I mean, he should have had an assist for João Félix.
Yes, he should. He absolutely did right at the beginning. I still can't believe he missed that. That was harder to miss than to score. Chelsea have a habit of doing that, but yeah.
I think one of the things I enjoyed most was, given it was his first start, yes, he was playing against weaker opposition, but he didn't seem to look nervous at all. You can imagine some players, you know, making your debut, it'd be quite a daunting experience. But he just took to it like a duck to water. He didn't look out of place at all.
Absolutely. I thought he was excellent. I really enjoyed watching him tonight. He wasn't even playing on his favourite side. He was playing on the right. But he looked a threat, and he beat defenders, and he made some intelligent runs, intelligent decisions. And he could have had an assist. Yeah, and he's a big talent, and, you know, he's only going to get better. And I'm really pleased that he got a start, because he deserved it. He's earned that start, and he's now taken his opportunity. And he got taken off, I think, after about an hour, was it, I think, for Carney. But yeah, I thought he had an excellent game, and it's good that he's getting minutes, because, you know, we want to be keeping these players, and them getting starts and getting good minutes is really, really important, and it'll be good for his confidence and his development. Yeah, absolutely. We had I was going to mention, actually, Raksaka. He came on as well later on, and I thought he led the line pretty well given the time that he had on the pitch. He could have even scored. You know, he was unlucky, actually, not to score. So it's good to see these Cobham guys getting minutes, getting opportunities. You know, they're not being held back. They're being given chances to play, and absolutely deserved, and hopefully we get to see more of them.
He looked positive when he came on as well.
Yeah. I think he led the line pretty well, especially given it's his first team minutes. You know, he'd never played for the men's team before. It's his first minutes in men's football, and, you know, yes, it's Noah, and so it's not the highest level, but for him to come into that, that's the perfect opportunity for him to come in. And I'm so glad that he got an opportunity, because it would have been easy to not do that. You know, other managers might not have done that. And fair play to Enzo Maresca, you know, for giving him an opportunity. And I thought he did well in the time that he had. Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to see Maresca giving youth a chance. And I think moving forward, he will give the players who deserve opportunities, they will get them under Enzo.
Yeah, and yeah, that's right. It's like, and this will show people in the academy that if you're good enough and you work hard and you have the right attitude, that you will get an opportunity. And you know, he started him. He played for a lot of the game, 68 minutes, I think it was. You know, and then he played well, and he'll probably start. I suspect he'll start next week as well. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, and again, if he keeps going, he'll get more opportunities and more starts. And that's how you develop players. You don't rush them straight into the Premier League team. You know, this is why this good competition. This competition is actually a good one for us. It means we can play some of these players and give them starts and give them minutes without the pressure of it being a Champions League game, right? So, and that's a good thing for the team's development, you know. And you can give a rest to people like Cole Palmer and people like that, and so they don't have to play these games and keep them for the Premier League. So, yeah, 100%. That's a really good shout to that. I was going to talk about him later, but you've done it for me. Really, I thought he was excellent, Tyreek George, and well done to him. Congratulations to him as well on his first start for Chelsea. I'm sure a very good, very proud day for him and his family, and for Cobham as well. And full credit to all of them for the work that they do bringing through these great players. We've got so much talent at Cobham and we need to use it. So, and fair play to Enzo Maresca for giving him that chance. Apparently, he only found out a couple of hours before kickoff that he was starting, so he had to get his parents to the game really quickly. but they managed to get there. So that's a really proud moment for them. So yeah, really good.
I think sometimes that can be a good thing, only seeing a player telling a youngster a few hours before, because it gives them less time to kind of think about things.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Work
yeah.
in their favour.
They're not spending days like overthinking it. They're just like, right, I'm straight in. I just got to get on with it, you know, and that's probably better. It probably helped him. He's already played as well in the Conference League. He's already come off the bench, so I won't be unfamiliar to him. But yeah, to start is a different thing, and he handled it really well. And he should have had an assist. So,
cool. Yeah. I've got a question for you. It'll be interesting to see which names you mention.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, we've got certain players coming back from loan. I think I expect Andre Santos to come back and make the squad, and I believe a striker will come in. And obviously we've got, I think Kendry Pyres is going on loan to Strasbourg, but yeah. I think Estebel Willian will come into the squad.
Yes.
So which two or three players do you think are most in danger of potentially being up for sale or being good told question. To find moves elsewhere?
That's a good question. Rambles.
Because I've got a couple of players.
I have been thinking about that, actually. I have been thinking about it because, I mean, Estevao William, by the way, if you've not been watching him, honestly, he is incredible. His data this season is phenomenal. He's only 17. And he tweeted during the game, actually, I think, as well. He's clearly watching the game. So, yeah, he's an incredible talent. He's going to, the prospect of him and Cole Palmer in the same team is mouthwatering, honestly. Yeah, so next season, and he'll play on the right, probably.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, you know, I mean, Pedro Neto is going to stay. I think I want him to stay. I think Sancho will stay. I've always felt it's between Noni Madueke and Mikhailo Mudryk, really, like who leaves, you know, and again, they both had decent seasons. So it's good problems to have that, you know, you could probably get some money for whichever one you try and sell. And I don't know. I it's a difficult one because
I've got yeah. three players written down that I think could potentially.
Okay. So who's your choices and why?
I think Madueke could be in danger purely because I think Neto's maybe slightly better on the right. And I think with Estevao Willian coming in, I think they could potentially take his place.
Yeah, that's a fair argument, honestly. But, yeah.
The other player I think is in danger is Dewsbury Hall. I wouldn't say he's done anything wrong, but
yeah,
I think he's much lower down the pecking order.
And he didn't actually play that well tonight.
No, he didn't.
I was a bit like, okay, I've been trying to defend him, and you know, and I like, he's got a great attitude, and I think he's, I don't think he's a bad player, but God, he's not a Chelsea starter. And you know, I think they brought him really because of Maresca, and maybe help people adapt to a system, which is fair enough for a season, but I don't think, I mean, next season you've got Andre Santos, and Andre Santos has to be in the squad.
He does, he really has to be.
I think he'll force his way into the first 11, because
I can see that as well.
I really think he's that good, and he's got leadership qualities as well. He's right vocal, and he can play the kind of sitting defensive midfielder role. He can also spray the ball around. He can play the box to box. And he is a quality player, and we should not be selling him under any circumstances.
No.
He needs to be in the first team squad next season. I would have wanted him in the squad this season, if I'm honest, but he's doing really well at Strasbourg. He's been a big part of them turning around their form since he went on loan there, really.
Yeah, he's been absolutely superb this season.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's one of the best performing midfielders in the French league.
I think he is.
Yeah. So, and that's not an easy league, by the way. That's pretty, we get a lot of good players come from the French league to the Premier League. So, 100% he's got to be in the squad. And
the other player could potentially be under pressure is Yao Felix. I mean, I know it's early on into his permanent move, but I think at the moment Nkunku is outperforming him.
I think eventually he'll get to a point where he wants to leave, because he's not starting in the big games. Because next season we could be in a Champions League, so it's going to be a bit different next season, because we won't be able to just play two separate teams.
No, we're going to have more rotation.
We'll have to be more rotation, you know, and we can't play Kyle Palmer in literally every game. So we're going to have different options, which is where Nkunku comes in, because you can rotate in Palmer and Nkunku 100%. And they can both play that position really well. They're both goal scorers. They're both creators. So I think that's that position kind of taken care of. And then you've got...
It's a real tough one with Joao Felix, because if you're going in natural ability, he should be one of the first names on the team sheet, because you really feel he's got the ability to be such a great player, but he just hasn't done it consistently anywhere, apart from his early stages at Benfica.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, he's got such natural talent, you know. I think he'll be here next season, but I don't know whether he'll be at Chelsea beyond that.
No.
Especially when you've got Tyreek George, you know, he'll probably go on loan next season to get minutes and play regularly, which is probably a good idea.
I'd like to see him go to Strasbourg.
That'd be a good choice for him, actually. And then he'll come back, you know, and, you know, Neto's going to stick around. For sure.
Yeah.
And well, obviously, will Estevao, William, will.
Neto and Sancho will be here next season.
Does. I think with the Champions League next season, hopefully, that he will, especially because we're going to need strong rotational options. And then, you know, then it's about who you play on that left wing, you know. Sancho, I think, will stick around. And then then it's up to whether Mudryk stays or what, we don't know yet. So we'll see what happens with that. It's going to be an interesting time next summer to see who stays and goes. But it's good to have options, you know, and I think if we did sell Felix at any point, we'd probably get back what we paid for him. We didn't pay stupid money for him. You know, PSG would probably love him. He's perfect for that club, honestly. Aston Villa wanted to sign him, actually, as well, this summer, but he chose Chelsea. I don't doubt that he wants to be at Chelsea and that he wants to make it work here, but he's got to do more. And it's simple as that. You know, it's not enough to have talent. It's not enough to look good on the ball. You've got to do more than that. So, yeah, and like, because then Kendi Pyatt will probably come in, you know, in the summer after that. And he plays 10. He can play on the right. He can play on the left. So he'll be an option at that point. So, and Chelsea will probably find other talents as well. And again, Tyreek George. So, and he's a left winger by nature and he can play both sides. So yeah, the future's bright. It's good to have all these options. It really is. So, and we will sign a striker. I'm absolutely certain of it. Mark Guey, actually, we should give a shout out to. Started tonight, scored a goal, his first goal for Chelsea. Clinical finish. It was a gift really from the keeper, but nevertheless, he took it well. And he took his chance and you can see the relief in his face. So he'll go on loan as well, I suspect, next season. So, not all of them can go to Strasbourg, I think, but, that's a good question, that, Rambles. So, good question. Yeah. And, you know, I got 100, it might be Nonny Madueke that gets sold. Actually, he was nearly sold this summer. And of course, he's had a good season, so we'll get money for him. We paid, what, 30-odd million for him? So
yeah,
I reckon we'd get at least 40 million for him if we sold him now. And of course, with the amortisation, we'll probably get a 10, 15 million pound profit. You know, you can't argue with that, really. Especially, and, you know, Estevao Willian, you know, it's worth it. You know, it's worth selling him for. You know, I mean, I think Estevao Willian's value has already gone up since we bought him. So, yeah, he's been fantastic. So good question there, Rambles. I like it. That's a good thing we could get into. A future episode. So maybe if you have any questions. Breaking news, actually, which is related to Chelsea because we've been linked with Victor Gyökeres, and that PSG want to sign him. So, and Lewis Cambot is organising meetings to try and sign him. So that's an interesting one to keep an eye on. So anyway, back to tonight. And the next topic I wanted to talk about was actually was Tyreek George, which we've already talked about. But, I think let's talk about Mykhailo Mudryk. We haven't talked about him much. And I wanted to talk about him tonight. He's now got 2 goals and 5 assists in 13 games this season. His goal tonight was, I thought, absolutely brilliant. Really clinical, really ruthless, perfectly placed, a really class finish. He keeps knocking on the door in these midweek games. And how close do you think he is to getting into the Premier League squad?
I mean, I've been saying for a while now, I wouldn't start Madueke on Sunday. So I think you've potentially got the choice of going with Mudryk on the left, Neto on the right, or you could potentially play Neto on the left, Palm on the right, and Nkunku as a 10. But I definitely think he's pushing for a start against Arsenal, because I think he's looked really positive the last few weeks, and he just seems like a much more confident player.
Yeah, he does. I think he's growing in confidence every game. Looks a bit more authoritative in every game. You know, and the only reason he doesn't play in the Premier League, I think, is his pressing and his defensive stuff. Because, you know, when he's played in the Premier League, he's got bypassed by the defences, by the right wing. They've always put somebody on that side because he leaves it a bit open, and leaves it a bit exposed. That's why I don't think he'll start against Arsenal. Purely because of that. But in terms of performance, he's definitely earned an opportunity. I really believe that. You've never doubted his attitude. I've always thought that he's determined to succeed and he'll work really hard to succeed. And he's the kind of player that you want to succeed, you know, because he makes that effort. He wants to succeed. He works hard. He does everything he can to get better. And he's always been like that. And that's why I think lots of people love him still, because he does make that effort and he's got a good attitude. He's not lazy. You know, he doesn't expect to start. he knows he's got to improve, and he puts the work in.
I've never heard any complaints from Mudryk, or there's never been any kind of rumours that he's been unhappy. I think he knows the situation, he accepts it. He just, certainly from what we see, he just gets his head down, works hard, and just goes about his business with no fuss.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And so congratulations to him tonight. He had a good game, I thought, overall. He was tidy, he worked hard, and obviously he got his goal. And he created chances for other people as well. He's looked good coming in off that left wing and getting crosses in the midweek games he's played. So I thought he was excellent tonight. Lots of positives tonight, I think. Lots of things to talk about that were good. We obviously winning 8-0, there's going to be a lot of positives. I think the final thing as well, he kept a clean sheet. Even though it was Noah, I think just to keep a clean sheet and stop that run of conceding goals would be good for confidence.
Funny you mentioned the clean sheet, because I was going to ask you your opinion on Jorgensen. Do you think he had a good game? Do you think he's...
I thought he made the saves that he needed to make. He didn't have much to do, but when he was called into action, he made all the stops he needed to. I don't think he made any mistakes, really. I was quite happy with him. I wasn't worried. I wasn't nervous when he was on the ball. I don't get that sense of being nervous when he's on the ball like I do with Sanchez. So, yeah, I thought he was pretty decent. I didn't think he was, like, spectacular. He didn't need to be. But whenever he had saves to make, he saved them. And whenever he had the ball, he passed it out quite well. What did you think of him, Rambles?
I thought he had a solid game. He didn't have too much to do, but the saves he had to make, he did fairly comfortably. And I would like to see him start on Sunday, because, as you know, I don't rate Sanchez in the slightest. I think he's very lucky he's still at the club, I think. But
yeah, I think a lot of your Rambles rants this season are going to be about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, apologies for my voice. I've kind of got a bit of a croaky throat right now, but I'm okay. Yeah, I think it will get to a point where he earns a start, Jorgensen. And certainly, I thought he was good tonight. He didn't make any mistakes, didn't do anything silly, didn't. It's weird because I don't feel nervous when he's got the ball in the penalty area. I don't feel real. I don't think he's going to make a silly error or pass it to the wrong person. I don't get nervous like about him, like I do with Sanchez. So, I mean, I don't know what that means, but certainly that's the impression I get. And I think he will get an opportunity in the Premier League at some point.
I mean, I think Sanchez is sailing very close to the wind. I don't think he's that far off being dropped. I mean, surely if he has another clang or he makes another big mistake, they're going to have to say, you know what, enough's enough. Because there's just no way you can keep carrying on with this guy and goal. I don't think, anyway.
Mm. Well, there have been stories that Chelsea are looking at goalkeepers in terms of recruitment for next summer. So we can only hope that that is the case and that we can replace him and get rid of him next summer, because that needs to happen. It really does. We're not going to win. I think we can get top four with Sanchez, but I don't think we can get where we want to be with him. We want to be challenging for the title, ultimately. And we're not going to do that with Robert Sanchez in goal.
No, definitely not.
So I think that's something that's got to be tackled. Yeah. So, yeah, so Sanchez even manages to get into the conversation when he's not playing. Brilliant. Okay, so 8-0, great result today. Really enjoyable. Nice to have a big thrashing and put a game to bed quickly. Especially after the last couple of games. So what are your final thoughts on the game, Rambles?
I think my overriding feeling is it's a nice feeling just to keep a clean sheet, because I think 8 games or something about a clean sheet.
Yeah, that's right.
And the defence and the goalkeepers have been under so much pressure and so much scrutiny from the fans this season that it's just nice to finally see a clean sheet and a game which was a comfortable game. Because watching Chelsea at times this season has been so nerve-wracking. Even when in some games when you're like 2-0 up, you don't feel entirely comfortable. Because you always feel like there's a mistake or a rick and bear somewhere. But tonight was just, it was just an enjoyable, pleasant evening to watch the game. And you just didn't feel under pressure at all. Because obviously the opposition was much weaker. But it was just an enjoyable game.
Yeah, it really was an enjoyable game. The first half especially, you know. And we did score goals 2-2 tonight. The first two goals, I think there was 1 minute between them. The next two, there were 3 minutes between them. And the next two, there were two minutes between them. So the goals, and then we got two goals for Nkunku. So they came 2-2 tonight, like the animals on Noah's Ark. I had to get that in there. You've got to get that in there. And the goals came like a flood tonight, and Noah were absolutely flooded. Their defence was overwhelmed and sunk by Chelsea. really good result, really enjoyable. Nice to get a big win. We've got a big game coming up on Sunday against Arsenal. Hopefully we can get a point at least in that game. Hopefully Robert Sanchez isn't playing, but he probably will. And if he is, I hope he has a perfect game and doesn't make any mistakes. And hopefully it'd be nice to get a result there of some kind, because we haven't got a result against Arsenal for quite a while. So, yeah, tough game ahead, but, you know, this is a good match for confidence, good match for momentum. And yeah, it's only against Noah, but still, you take it. You take any big result. You take scoring a lot of goals. It just lifts the atmosphere, gets players feeling good and confident. We can go into Sunday and, try and get a result at the Emirates. So thanks, Rambles. Thanks to Louis as well. Hope you're getting home safe. If you're listening. And thanks to everyone for listening and being here, and everyone who's listening to the podcast. This will be available as a podcast on in a couple of days or tomorrow morning. So if you've not been able to listen to it live, you can listen to this back. And of course, you can find the match day, the short review from Louis, which I mentioned earlier. Make sure you follow the Chelsea Echo account. For all the great content that we produce, there's so much good content, and make sure you follow that. The voice note review will be up soon as well from Louis, so make sure you check that out as well. So thanks everyone. Really appreciate you all listening. Join us on Sunday for the big game, after the big game, and up the Chelsea.